Doctors just found the new best way to cure hiccups is to hold a cube of frozen soy milk in your mouth.
Gross. Are you kidding?
Hang upside down from a telephone wire.
Okay.
Then pull out your phone and film yourself for a...
Woo! TikTok click shot!
Now I get it.
Hiccups cured.
Wow.
So if you see someone dangling from a wire over your street, they just have the hiccups.
Those are called tick-ups.
Yeah. Just ignore them.
Yep. TikTok. Yep.
They're doing TikTok click shot because we're all shocked at how many clicks that viral video has been getting. Got some of the biggest TikToks of the past week ready.
Okay.
Let's get to your first TikTok click shot. And if you listen to our show regularly, you know that I'm addicted to chocolate muffins and 5-hour energies.
Yes.
Brooke is addicted to mini chocolate candy bars.
Yes,
and
I know.
Our own Jose is addicted to celibacy.
Yeah. I am. Don't you laugh at me.
He can't get enough of it right now.
I am a man of the Lord.
It just hits so good.
But there's a 54-year-old man named Mark King who's making headlines right now because he is deeply addicted to cheese.
I feel that, Mark.
Yeah, we can relate.
I don't know if you feel it like Mark feels
okay,
it.
What
you
do mean?
Know he's serious because in the last 2 years, he spent over $70,000
what?
Eating two blocks of cheddar a day.
Oh, wait, bro.
How is his digestion?
He's earned himself the nickname the Cheese King.
Yeah,
that's not a brag. I don't think anyone would argue that. No.
Can I guess if he's single or not?
You guess. Go ahead.
I'm going to go single.
Actually, no.
What?
Happily married, man.
Wait, this guy isn't celibate, and I am.
And he's getting millions of views on TikTok where he shares his cheese-forward lifestyle with the world.
How could you possibly eat two blocks a day?
Is it plain or is it mixed in stuff?
And does he slice it or does he just take the block and eat a chunk out?
I mean, a whole block?
A lot of comments are warning him he's going to have a heart attack because of all the cheese.
But
he says all of his blood work comes back totally fine because he's been doing this for so long that his body has acclimated itself to the dairy product.
Oh, is that how that works?
I don't think so. I think it's usually just genetic. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, like my skinny husband has cholesterol issues.
He's the last guy you would think.
Just bad genes.
Well, now Mark says he eats cheese with every single meal, including breakfast.
Okay, well, that
just sprinkles shredded cheddar on top of his frosted flakes.
He's like, okay, can I get a cheese omelet and hold the omelet?
But
so gross.
He does say he skips macaroni and cheese.
What?
Because it's not quite cheesy enough for him.
Oh, bro, what, you
with two
doing
blocks,
right.
You can't make it cheesy enough?
I think he doesn't like the fake cheese.
Just grade the cheese over the cheese.
You can make homemade mac and cheese. It's the best anyway.
That is the better kind. Yeah.
Mark claims he would put an entire block of cheese into one sandwich and would happily eat four blocks a day if his wife would let him.
It just doesn't get old.
I just can't swallow thinking about how dry is.
Like,
it's just stuck.
Unfortunately, his wife loves him and has been trying to get him to eat just one cheddar block per day, trying to get him down from two.
They need to buy their own cow at this point.
The cheese shop near where Mark lives specifically reserves two blocks of cheese just for him every single day.
Keeping him in
business. They know him that well.
He's got a whole cheese shop around the city.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, Mark.
A level of fame that we can only hope to achieve.
Yeah,
someday.
Right, cheese man.
Oh,
that was a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock!
What do you do if you put a short clip of your wedding up on TikTok and it gets 41 million views?
Whoa.
Must have been a beautiful wedding.
Well, that's what one woman did recently, and she never expected the intense blowback she got from the internet.
What happened? What'd she do at her wedding that was so bad?
Because the clip shows the bride and groom walking down the aisle arm in arm together after they say I do. I'm going to show you the picture of
it
here.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
The problem is the bride is beaming and smiling. She is so happy she just married the man of her dreams.
I just noticed.
The whole church, meanwhile, is cheering and clapping for them.
No.
But the groom, is face down staring at his phone the entire time he walks back down the aisle.
Maybe he's FaceTiming someone important?
Who?
There's no one more important than the person you're marrying, Alexis.
Yeah. Unless
she looks so beautiful.
Oh, I know.
See, the million-dollar question is, what is he doing on his phone?
Yeah. Let me guess, fantasy sports or something?
The internet's divided. Some were saying he might be checking scores of his favorite sports team or doing fantasy sports.
It is not okay.
Still not,
not okay.
Dozens of people trolled him saying he's checking in with his side piece.
No, it better be like a dying grandma. grandma that's on the phone. That is the only excuse
like
I will take.
FaceTime, like Alexa.
Others suggested maybe it's DoorDash because he's hungry after a very stressful day.
You have a whole catered event.
Can't wait until the event, until the reception.
If he's ordering his bride her favorite thing, I'm okay with it.
But the comments were never ending, predicting the future demise of this marriage.
So did the bride respond?
Well, ultimately it got so intense, the original video was taken down by a family member that posted
that's
it.
Not good.
But the copycat videos keep circulating, and someone who claims to have been there says this was not the official walk back down the aisle. They say the couple went back into the church to take more photos with the family afterwards.
Okay.
And this video was them leaving the second time.
Maybe he's looking at what Pinky's going to post, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
I still don't think it's okay.
It does
is that
look
bad?
Bad.
I mean, it's not as bad, but like, let's put our phones away on our wedding day. We just paid how much money for a photographer?
Well, that's true.
Some people are saying he's probably looking through some of the group pics that were taken using his phone.
Mm-hmm. The group doesn't care what the pictures look like.
Maybe he was giving some directions to someone to the reception, his side piece, perhaps. Either way, we all agree, not a great look.
No, not great.
And the family is in full-on damage control right
now.
But those are your
TikTok click shot
stories for the day. We got your phone tap coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.